Hi, this is Yitz Novak. We are studying Masechta Bava Basra. We are in the 8th Perek, Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey, the 5th Mishnah. We're now going to deal with somebody who wants to change the division of estate from the standard that is basically enumerated by the Torah. However, Ish Ploni, if a person says that that man, Bnei Bechor, my firstborn, Lo Yitol Pishnayim, should not get the extra portion allotted to the firstborn, or if he would say Ish Ploni Bnei Lo Yirash Emechav, this son should not inherit with the rest of his brothers, Lo Mar Klum, person can't say anything, Shehisna Amash Akasav Torah, because this is a stipulation that's contrary against what's written in the Torah, and a person's not allowed to do that. Any stipulation that goes against the Torah word doesn't get off the ground because it's just not possible. They're invalid. Nobody has the power to alter the procedures written by the Torah. Mishnah continues. Machalik nechasav levanav al piv. If a person would orally stipulate orally pass out his possessions to his children, riba leechad umiyat leechad, if he gives more to one and less to another, v'hish for lehenes abachor, or if he makes the firstborn equal to the others, then devar chayatman. Then his words are upheld. V'im amar mishum yerusha, but if he would say that this is to be the case by inheritance, lo amar klum, he hasn't said anything. So what's going on here? Why is he allowed to make these changes, which would seem to be contrary to the way the procedure laid out by the Torah? Which is evidenced by the last piece of this Mishnah that we just read, which says Imam Amar Mishum Yerusha Amar Klum. The reason is because the first part is not Masna Masha Kasav Torah. It's not stipulating something that goes against the law of the Torah, because a person is allowed to give a gift during his lifetime. When he's doing it during his lifetime, it's just a gift, and a person can give a gift to anybody he wants. He doesn't have to abide by the laws of inheritance when divvying up his property when he's alive, because he's giving a gift when he's alive. If it's after death, if it's posthumous, however, that would be against the procedure of the Mish of the Torah, and that would not get off the ground. If he wrote Kasa Ben Betchila Ben Beemsa Ben Basof Mishum Atana Devarv Kayem, however, if he wrote whether it's in the beginning, the middle, or the end, that all this is about to be a gift, not inheritance, Devarv Kayem, because we said before this is gift. Gifting, the gifting process is different than the inheritance process. Next piece of the Mishnah. Ha'omer ish ploni yirashani, this person shall inherit me. Makom sheish bas, in the case where there's a daughter, or bini, or biti terashani, makom sheish bain, or this girl, this daughter will inherit me when there's a living son. Lo mar klum, can't say anything, doesn't get off the ground. Again, why? Because shehisna mashakasa b'torah. He's stipulating something that goes against the procedure laid out in the Torah. He's not allowed to do that. However, it would indicate that if he was doing something during the lifetime and he wants to give out a gift, gifting is different than setting up inheritance. B'yochanan b'broka Omer, B'yochanan b'broka says, Im amar ami shehu ra'i li Yerusha devarv kayam. If a person would say that this person that can modify the inheritance laws, but it would work for somebody who's eligible for inheritance, devarv kayam, v'ami she'ena ra'i li Yerusha ain devarv kayam. If he would say this about somebody who is eligible for inheritance, again, this would work, but if it was about somebody who is not eligible for inheritance, it wouldn't work. Why is it the case? Meaning, if he would dictate that his daughter inherited in place of the son, his instructions are void, because she, by being a girl, being a daughter, isn't eligible to inherit anything whatsoever when there are sons, that's what Bart Miller points out. And although it would appear that this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, is arguing on the beginning part of the Mishnah, it's not the case, because the Gemara will amend it accordingly, and it will make everything line up. And even Rebroka would concede that one cannot deprive the firstborn of the Pishnayim, even though there might be a way for him to legally make some minor modifications. Ultimately, as you can see from Rabbi Barshinur, we do possibly like Rebroka and Rebroka. And there is a fascinating discussion in the Gemara. It's complicated, but it's a fascinating discussion in the Gemara that goes on this. The Mishnah is going to finish off. Hakosiv es nechasav la'achayram, v'heniach es banav, masha asa asoy, abo ein rachacham nochei menu. A person signs over his property to another person and sets aside his sons. What he did is done, but the chachamim don't appreciate this. Meaning, if somebody gifts his property to somebody else, a gift is done. When somebody writes a gift, gives a gift, during his lifetime. He has every ability to do that, but so he can get around the halachos of Nachla by giving things away. But the Rabbanan, they frown upon doing this. Shouldn't do this. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, says, "Im lo hayyubanav noagim kashur zach v'latov." If the sons didn't conduct themselves properly, then he ultimately is zachur latov. He's remembered for good. Meaning what? That if it would appear that if the sons behaved improperly, then giving away the money to another cause, whether it's to a charity or somebody who would apparently be more appropriate, that would be zachur latov. However, the halacha, as Rabbi Bartur points out, doesn't apply. It doesn't go like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It goes by the first time. Mishnah Vav. Person says, "Ha'omer zebni nema." Somebody says this person's my son. We believe him, even though there are no witnesses to this effect. The son would therefore inherit him. And there's no reason to assume that somebody's lying. That somebody's his kid just to make him heir. Somebody would say, "Zachi, this person's my brother." Ain't no nema. We don't believe him for saying that somebody is my brother. This is all without independent witnesses. We don't believe this to be the case, because if there's a brother who says that this person is not a brother, there's nothing for this to stand on. V'notel ima b'chalakov. And he would have to share his portion with him. Mace, if the person whose status was in doubt died, yachzru nechasim koman, the possession would be returned to their place and not be passed on to this person's children. Nafu lo nechasim makom acher, if possessions would fall to him from another source, Yeshu achiv imo, his brothers, not his children, his brothers would inherit him as well. This would hold true if they never claimed to be certain that he was not their brother. However, if that's not the case, then there would be considered an admission that they would have no rights to the inheritance, and then that would make it a little bit more complicated. Next piece of the Mishnah, Mishames, if somebody dies, v'nimseis dayatiki kishura ayurecha, and a will was found tied to his thigh, hareza enoklum. This doesn't count for anything. Fascinating, because when the will is tied to the deceased thigh, it would appear that, and it's clear really, that it was written with the consent of the deceased and not by somebody else, without his knowledge. However, the reason why it is void is because had the deceased wanted the document, back up the track here, when the deceased has it on his leg, it's clear that the deceased had the document written, he indicated that he wants the transfer of ownership to take effect when he hands over the document. However, since it was attached to his leg, that can no longer be done, because a dead person is not able to hand over. There's no way, he cannot make a posthumous transaction. Zika ba la'acher. If title was granted to somebody else with the document, bein mi hayorshin, bein she'eino mi hayorshin, devar of kayam. However, in this document, he would grant title to somebody else, whether they're from the people who are stand to inherit, from the people who do not stand to inherit, that would work. Because this is clear that when the alien, the person who's on his deathbed, has a previous written document giving his property to another person, then he could change his mind and decide to give it to somebody else. And he does this by giving the document to the second person, saying to him, fulfill the will of the second document. And even though the document is written out to somebody else, the gift in the second document will be valid, even if the new recipient would otherwise not be eligible to inherit. This is basically just like a gift. This is not inheritance, this is a gift. And therefore, if there's a will attached to a leg, which is what the Mishnah is basically, there are two pieces here. There's the daitiki, that doesn't work, but the zika, which is basically giving a gift, that does work. And there are interesting things that the Gemara is going to take away from here. Ordinarily, a document can be acquired on somebody's behalf if they're not nogeya b'davar, but in this case, that's changed, and there again is fascinating limud in the Gemara that goes beyond the scope of